Sif-hei. Okay, hopefully today we'll complete the learning of the Harkakis. Be able to go on to something new with Yisrael Hashem next week. Okay, Sif-hei. All right, last thing we learned, just to remind you, in Sif Gimel and Dalit, I mentioned to you that when it comes to meals, there are four types of Harkakis that apply mealtime. Okay, the three which we learned about last time we learned were having a hecker at the table, not eating leftovers, and not eating from the same plate. I mentioned to you then that we left over one, which we'll get to in Sif Yud, hopefully today, the Zikas HaKais, or serving, which is a fourth area that has to do with mealtime. First, the Mechaber in Sif Hei goes to some other halachas. Lo Yeshev B'mita HaMiuchedes Lo. He goes to the Harchaka, where a man is not permitted to sit on his wife's bed, afilu shalai b'faneha, even if she's not around. An example of this, which is no good to many people who have the tight apartments, the furniture just about fits into the bedroom, and you want to get to a low drawer in a dresser or in a armoire, but to sit on a bed, to reach down to open the drawer, that's awesome. Even though you're sitting on the bed for a different reason, nothing to do with the relationships between a husband and a wife. But still, that's our chokah. You're not allowed to sit on your wife's bed. If one of the kids is going to sleep at night and wants you to lay down with him or her, so you can't do that in your wife's bed. That's our chokah. Pesachei Tshuva Tes says, Nira Pashit, it may not be your klal mutter. That if she's not in town, then that's mutter. Okay, this struck me during the summer. My wife was in the country. And the example I gave you is my example, right? The wife gets all the top drawers. And my socks are in the bottom drawer. So it's easier for me to sit on my wife's bed to open my sock drawer. So I remember thinking, oh, I'm being the kind of Pesachei Tshuva. Right? Because if she's not in the city, if she's out of town, then there's no. Yuchit for her, it's her bed, the bed in which she normally sleeps in. No, it has to be the bed that's miyuchit bar. For example, a couch. Many people on their couch, Friday night, maybe, you know, your wife always falls asleep on the couch. But that doesn't matter. Afterwards, you could also fall asleep on the couch. It's not miyuchit law. Miyuchit law is the bed in which she sleeps most nights. In a hotel, if you go to a hotel, whichever beds, however you make up the beds. I mean, obviously when you walk in, there's no bed miyuchit law. But once a bed is miyuchit for her, then you can't switch.
Not to designate beds?
No, it's an inyan to designate beds and have our chaka.
Okay. Even the first night in the hotel, is it the first to bump into switch beds?
In the Badi HaShulchan, he talks about whether you can trade beds. And he says that it's also, I don't remember if he brings in a Maramach.
That's
nothing.
It doesn't,
you know, it doesn't ask a thing. It's not contagious or something, that just because she used it once. Why? It's miyuchad law. It's her place where she sleeps. Where she sleeps. Okay, her bed which she sleeps in the night. Most people have one bed miyuchad law. All the other beds in the house are not.
He doesn't mean that you can't ever trade beds.
What? No, I mean they can't. It means there is man midas, so you can't trade beds. When she's tired, you trade beds, so then it becomes. Yeah.
This is really like a super duper harkaka, because if she's not there, what's going to happen?
If she's not there, what's going to happen? Well, it means if she's not in the room, what's going to happen? But it'll be ma'ayir the chiba in a way that will have ramifications later. Okay? And I told you something when we started. All the harkakis, they're meant to be pervasive. They're meant that everything a person does, he should have a reminder that this is a time of harkaka.
She's sick in the hospital?
Well, if she's sick in the hospital, I don't know. I mean, it's hard to give exact adarim. Right? She's in jail, so is it can't come to anything. So I don't know. Now here we have a machlokes shach and taz. Look at shach yud. Habach chaylek. The mechaber says lo yeshev. You can't sit on her bed. Habach chaylek the dafka lishkiv sham. The bach holds no. Sitting is not a problem. It's just laying there. Belishon or sleeping there. Kesher pleishit begadav. Who does? Aval yeshiva ba'almach, shu lavish begadav, ain't by yisr. I feel a bit from there. He holds that sitting on a bed is not asr. That's the sheath of the shach. That simply sitting on a bed is not asr. The bach and the shach. who hold that sitting alone is mutter.
Is it both of them, fully dressed and just sitting, or is it...
He means going to sleep like you go to sleep at night. When he says Peshit Begadav, I don't think he means a person is totally undressed. He means sleeping in the way that people sleep at night, not just laying down for a few minutes. Okay, the Taz defends the Mechaber. He says like the Mechaber, it's a bit of a long Taz, so I'm not going to go through it inside. But the first words you can see on this side of the page, I feel the yeshiva ba'ama below yeshiva. Okay, that even sitting without laying down, it's there's a machlaikis in the Peskim, how we pass him.
What about standing?
Standing on the bed. I don't know. Yeah, what?
A hydro.
A hydro. That's an interesting question. It's a very interesting question.
Like,
what about standing on the bed?
They don't want to bathe in trampoline. Why do it on your bed? Do it on your wife's bed.
You can send the kids on the wife's bed. But you want to do the trampoline? That's a shayla. That's a shayla. You're allowed to put things on the wife's bed. You know, you're allowed. The issue is only to lay or sit. I don't know about standing. You're allowed to put down a baby, let's say, on the bed. Even if she's on the bed, you're allowed.
Okay. She can't stand because you end up sitting down.
Perhaps. I don't, nobody ever asked me to shy about standing.
Huh? No
way.
Omat circulation.
What?
Omat circulation.
Omat on a bed, yeah. Okay.
What's halacha lemaisa? No,
she's on the bed, though. What's halacha lemaisa? So there's a... I think that the custom is to be machmir, but the way most of the kitzur halachas bring is to be machmir, not even to sit on a wife's bed. It's a little hard to say for sure. The kitzur shulchan aruch paskin is like the mechaber, that sitting is aser. The chavis das, and the sidrei tara, and the birkei yosef paskin, that sitting is mutter, like the pshach in the bach. So there's a certain amount of machlaikis. If you want to have a hachra in between, the arch shulchan makes a hachra. The arch shulchan paskins, that bifa neha, when she's around, so you should be machmir even on sitting. And shalei bifa neha, like you say, she's out somewhere shopping or whatever, so he says then you could be makel on sitting. Okay, so that's the Aruch HaShulchan Sachra, if you want. Sometimes people like a pshara, something in between. That'll be a pshara. But being that there's no great need usually to sit on the bed, it's appropriate to be machmir. Okay? The Pischei Tshuva Ches, B'mita, I am b'sefer chokmas adam klau kuf beis. Shekasav dehu adin akarim hamiyuchadim la aser. She has pillows that are miyuchit for her, or mattresses, that's also aser. Okay, today, I don't know about you, most of us, I think, have the pillows and the covers are not miyuchit for any individual bed. And for that reason, there's no problem. Unless one of the couple is a mafunik and has a different type of pillow, so maybe. But generally, it's not miyuchit, and for that reason, we see here that if it's not miyuchit, it's muta. Now the im kain tsarach loimer. Now these next words I didn't follow. Im kain. So if you're going to say pillows miuchadim fahara asa for him. Tsarach loimer koshkein am miuchadim loy asura hi lishkav alayim. So that is miuchad for him that the wife is not allowed to use it or to sleep on the mat. K'mosh kasev atasav katan vav. Now I don't follow exactly the koshkein. Because the Isser is worse, a man on the wife's bed or a wife on the man's bed, than the woman on the man's bed. A woman's certainly allowed to sit on the husband's bed. Even though we had a machlaikis if a man's allowed to sit on his wife's bed. I don't know the kol shkein, but anyway, his psak is that it's both directions.
That's because of her. It's because if he sees her on his bed, that's a greater...
Okay, I don't know that that's greater, but perhaps... Okay. So then the pillow itself, you wouldn't say, is a schamer. Maybe it's only a mat. Anyway, we say a woman who's in need is allowed to sleep on her husband's sheets. That means that the sheet is not miyuchid. Even though her husband's not less than his wife's bed, even not in front of her. Since the wife is generally not the aggressive one, so not in front of him, a woman's allowed to sit on the husband's bed. Yeah, but I don't follow the logic of the kol shkein. I know they had the problem in the Taz too. The Taz also, I don't understand the kol shkein. You understand? There are two problems with that kol shkein. The Taz there has a kol shkein from one halacha to another, which doesn't seem to follow. You see, from the Ramah, we'll see the Ramah. He says, since you can't sit on the same safsal, it's certainly not a bed. What's one thing I'll do with the other?
But
we'll see. Well, let's see the Ramah.
Is this halacha on this list that she could sit on his bed? Shalai b'fanav?
I guess so. Zakta Ramah. Ramah now goes into a new issur. Asa leishev al sapsel aruch shemis nadedes. It's asa for husband and wife to sit on a bench. Aruch means even if it's a long bench, they won't come to touch each other. But shemis nadedes, it's one of these yeshivish benches, right? Where one leg is shorter than the other, so it chuckles.
Right?
Like a seesaw, a swing. Right? Sometimes you have these bench swings. So that's asa to sit on it together. It's not nailed into the wall. When his wife is sitting on it, a man and a woman can't sit on the same bench that shakes. There's a heter, and this heter, even though it says yesh matirim, is lahalacha. When there's someone else sitting between them, that there's a heter. Okay, the applications of this is to go rowboating together. To go rowboating together when a woman's in need, a rowboat is a sapsul hamisnadedes. Right? The boat, every time someone moves, it shakes the boat. So husband and wife are not allowed to sit, are not allowed to go rowboating together during the time she's in Nida, because that's a sapsul hamisnadedes. The whole boat is the same bench if they're alone together. I don't think so. I think the point here is that you feel each other's movement.
We have two benches facing each other. Would it be us for them to sit?
Yeah, when you have those swings, we have two benches facing each other, it'll be the same thing.
It'll be us one.
That whole swing is a sapsul hamisnadedes. That's my understanding.
Sapsul is like one long bench, one side upon the other.
Yeah, but the point is that one person's so. Movement moves the other.
You feel the movement of the other person. Okay, even if you have a very fluffy couch with pillows that sink, so you can sit together on the couch, but you have to be far away enough that you don't feel the
movement.
Sinking in of the pillow.
So it's a question of feeling
each other.
Not
yeah,
sinking.
I think so.
It's not a question of falling into one another.
Maybe. No, it's aruch. Aruch means even though it's not...
why do you need
touch.
The other person back in between them?
Because you're still closer, you still will feel the person's movement. We have something in between. It's the truth is, you always feel the other person's movement. You look in the source, in the Aguda, he says that the person in between helps because of Hecker, not because you don't feel the movement. It helps because of Hecker. If you go robot and there's someone in between you, it helps because of Hecker. The Aguda himself says even putting a chayfitz, even putting down an item between you is enough. Ramah brings only Adam Acher, I guess that was his own...
An infant is good.
I'll talk about a car in a second. What?
An infant is good as a...
An infant is good as a hacker, yeah, I think so.
How about a dog?
You're allowed to sit on the same bench as a dog. Even if you like the dog. But if the dog is a hacker, I suppose so.
So if you bring kids along in the rowboat, it's not
if you have kids in the rowboat, that's not a problem. Unless you and your wife are going to sit on the same bench of the rowboat alone, that's a problem. Right, but if you tell your wife she should do the rowing, and you sit on the other one. that's okay. Yeah.
Why is it the kid of a Muslim
that a woman? No, it says a good in parentheses there. By you. What? Sorry. Are we going to get to that?
Therefore, that kid of is much more.
Okay, we're going to get to that. It's very hard to say for us to say what's more curative and what's less. Now, Chazal said that if your wife hits you over the head with a baseball bat during Nida, that's Chiba. Right, that's awesome. Alright, we're going to get to serving the food. Alright, we'll get to it. But look, we have Gedarim, you know. Well, the rule I said when we started is Rabbi Yonasan Eichert is a rule. We have our chakis there, like there are enough chakis here. We don't have to make up more. You know, people come up with new archakis, that's wrong. Okay. Some people feel that it is. Right. Okay, the shaila of a car is discussed in many of the paiskim. By the way, there's a shaila if Sfardim have to be machmir on this Ramah. The Mechaber doesn't bring down the sister of Sasul Hamisnadedes. So there's a Birka Yosef in the Gilya, and it's actually on the next page. He says, Sfardim Noyegim Heter. The Safsal. It's Svardim Anayga Heter in this Shaila of a Safsal Hamisnadedes. But Rabbi Ben Ishchai writes that the Minig Baghdad is to be Machmer on this Ramah. Okay, there are many areas where even though it's a Ramah, not a Machaber, sometimes we have a misconception that Svardim always passing like the Machaber, not like the Ramah. It's a general rule, but Ashkenazim also, we don't always pass like the Ramah, not the Machaber, it's just a general rule. There are places where Sfaradim are naig like the Ramah, and places where Ashkenazim are naig like the Mechaber. Now the shaila about a car, the what? What?
The shaila of a car?
If right in the Ramah, you'll see in a second. Don't cheat. You now look ahead.
Isn't that
it's not really. You'll see in a second why. Two ways. 1 second. to waste alone the second half of the Rambam. Lots of machlokes. The Shaila have a car. Ramesha has actually two tshuvas where he has a mechudish dika halacha. Now to sit in a car, not next to each other, where it's a hard cushioned car where you don't feel each other's movement, that there's no shaila. When you talk about sitting in a car where you have to move the front seat back, if you move it electronically, it's probably not a shaila. But where you physically have a spring, right, and you hold the spring and you push the seat back, so that they should not both be on the bench at the same time that they're doing that. Okay, because that's you're feeling the movement, you're pressing the thing. But where you have a case, let's say you go to a chasna and you're coming home and you get a ride with someone and there are six people in the car. Right, so you end up sitting next to each other and so close that the cushions of the car actually sink and you can feel each other's movement. So pashit, that's also mesnadadis, that should be us. So Rashi writes the following chiddush. And actually it's in the Trumas HaDeshen, which is a source for this, that we pass on like this halacha. And it's actually Merumis in the Ramah. Look at the words of the Ramah carefully. What does that mean? If it's mechuba l'kaisel, so this says in the Trumas HaDeshen, if it's nailed into the wall, into something solid, then there's no iser. If it's not misnadedes, then it's mutter even if it's not nailed into the wall, Ramesh argues. So Ramesh wants to say a chiddush, that the iser is only on a portable type of a chair, something that's mechuba l'kaisel, something that's kavua, even though there's movement, but that chazal wearing, whatever the gzera was, it wasn't on something like that. A boat, no. A car, what he says is this. The cushions, the sheet, the car is nailed into the chassis of the car. The car is like mechuba l'kaisel. The whole car doesn't move because of the person moving around in the car. It doesn't move. I mean, sometimes we sit into a car, it moves a little, but the movement around the car, and how heavy the person is, right? But it doesn't move the whole car. So that doesn't apply to a boat where the whole boat moves. But well, it depends how much, you know, we're not talking about that type of movement would be a problem. We're talking about just sitting next to each other in a car. You don't feel really the movement of the whole car from each other, but you can feel the movement of the cushions. And Ramesh, you're right, the Bishas HaTzairach, one can rely on that, yeah? When it slides back?
Yes, it's not. The back seat.
It's attached, you know how it fits in, right? The car is attached into a groove which can move forwards and backwards, but it's attached. You can't pick up that whole seat unless you disattach it from the grooves into it, from the peg.
Go up, so you call it attached. The fact that it moves back and forth.
Yeah. Okay. That's what Ramesh assumes. So this is Ramesh's chiddush, that a car that you have this kula, and he's not the only one. I think Rabbi Cheskel Roth, the Samadayan, has the same kula in his sefer. Yeah.
But if you have actual negiah from sitting so close together,
actual negiah is always a problem. That's awesome.
Because in your situation, the chasna coming home like this, that's
yeah. There's a tshuva about going in a train. There's a tshuva in. Not in Bigris Moshe, it's in one of the other contemporary Svarim. He writes that you can't make a gzeri, you might, you know, sometimes the train goes around a curve and, you know, obviously you end up touching each other. So he says, we don't make a gzeri. You have to sit and try not to touch. But touching each other is a problem. So Ramesh writes, Lamaisa, when you're in the car, he says that L'chadchila, a person should try to put a chayfetz beinehem. I just mentioned that Aguda really says it's enough to put an object between you. So if I was my wife going in a car and they're sitting close to each other, they should try to put down, I don't know, a purse or a hat, whatever it is, in between the two of you. And if you can't do that, it's a shasat chak. A person is going home in a car where, you know, he's got to go home from the wedding, and he finds that the car is full. So he says, l'chadchila, not to get into such a situation, but b'di'evet, a person can sit next to each other. It's a b'di'evet. I mean, people would ask the shaila in the first place at home to find a different ride. Sometimes you walk to the car and, you know, it's sort of embarrassing at the last minute.
The lashon ha-machaber is that if the husband wants to sit down and the wife is sitting, the husband wants to sit down and the wife is sitting there already. Is that
before you can get up?
You're right, the lashon is that way, but I don't know of a chiluk.
Your wife comes sit down and you got to get up.
I guess the point is that the wife stays sitting and the husband's the one that stands, not the opposite. No, but I don't know, it's a point. Okay, so that's the first Isser of the Ramah. Now, turn your page, go to the second Isser. Amra certainly is enough, yeah.
Even if you keep the Amras down there all the time? It doesn't.
Yeah.
That's just the heck
between you. Yeah, I think so. Even though by Suda it's not, but yeah. The idea is to have something between you. It's not so negeah. When you have something between you, usually you're not sitting and you're not sinking in the cushions that you could feel it. Now, the second half of this Ramah, there are two ways to read. I mean, I can read the words to you, but there are two ways to translate it. Okay, and the Ben Ishchai and his Rav Pa'alim is Mesufik. And Chelek Gimli has a tshuva, is Mesufik, the two ways to read this. Now let me read it to you. A person should not go with his wife in the same wagon, or in the same boat, if the whole trip is a trip of derech tiel, of a pleasure trip, like going to Prospect Park or to what's it called, the flowers across the avenue there, botanical gardens, right? Botanical gardens are a favorite place in Tar V'Das. If you go to Chomayd, you sometimes find Rav Palm and his wife there. So the problem is his wife gets upset because then the guy comes and ends up talking to Rav Palm, and that's not why she went, right? Avalim haylech me'ir li'ir litzrachav. But let's say you're going on a business trip. You have to travel from one city to the other, or to a wedding, right? It's not a pleasure trip. It might be a pleasure to go to a wedding, but it's not a husband-wife pleasure trip. It's going there for a specific purpose. Mutter apa pishu hu v'ishtay heim levadon, even though you and your wife are going alone, uvavad sheyeshu b'derech shalo yigu b'zeh b'zeh, providing that they sit in a way that they're not touching each other. Okay? Now let me tell you two ways. What does Rama say? Pleasure trips, no. Business trips, yes. What's he talking about? Two ways to learn. One way to learn is this Rama is telling us a chumra, one way to learn is this Rama is telling us a kula. Okay? One way to learn is the Ramah's going on the Isser of Sasal HaMisnadedes. We said before, you're not allowed to go on a bench that shakes. So let's say you have to go on a wagon where the bench shakes. So that's Asser. So it's like the Ramah, Kula. That's only Asser if you're going on a pleasure trip. But let's say you have to go somewhere on a business trip. So Ramah's telling us a Kula, that even a Sasal HaMisnadedes, that's also Mutter. According to this interpretation, which is the Aruch HaShulchan's interpretation of this Ramah, he's telling us a big kula. He's telling us that you're allowed to go on a safsal misnadedes if it's going for business purpose.
How do you interpret the word v'chein, though?
Fit it in. That's not my problem. I'll tell you what it says. The second interpretation is that this is a new iser. Safsal misnadedes, that's always us. Now, even if it's not a safsal misnadedes, you're going in a car, where you're sitting, you have bucket seats, you have no problem. Even then, to go on a pleasure trip, derech tiel, l'ginesu pardesim, that's awesome. That it's coming to tell you a new chumra, a new iser. Now, it happens to be that this two halves of the Ramah, the same tshuva and the Trumas Hadeshim. So, it can be interpreted both ways in the source as well. You can't just look back at the source and figure out what he means. So it's a little tricky to figure out what exactly the Ramah means. The Ramesh's Psak is, and the Ben Ishchai is noted this way, but the Ramesh's Psak is like the Aruch HaShulchan, that really the Ramah means to tell us a kula, that B'makom Tzairich Sasal HaMisnadedes is Mutter, but Afal Pikein, Ramesh says to be Chayish to the other interpretation, but this is limited, okay? This is in a few of the Tshuva Svarim, they write, and the Ben Ishchai himself writes it, that we limit this new iser of going on a pleasure trip to a romantic type of outing, a private type of outing. Okay, let's say you go to, I don't know, you want to go to Bear Mountain, right, to walk in the woods. So that type, which is a more personal type of outing, that's what the Ramah, at least according to this interpretation, is coming to Aser, is coming to say a person should not do. But to go to a museum or to go to a zoo, so that is not what he means to Aser. To be among people, which is not doesn't have the same, I mean, it's some place you go with friends. Right? You're not going to go with your friends for a walk in the woods, unless you have something to talk about, but not just to go for friendship. You go to a museum a guy wouldn't go to either, but to a park, an amusement park, a person would go. So something like that, a person is allowed to do with his wife. This means the limitation of this sister is a romantic type of outing. The Ben Ishchai writes in his Rav Palim that to go on a social visit, to visit friends, that's mutter. That's not what the Ramah is asking. It means to Aser, even according to the way to learn the Ramah, that it's a Chumrah, that's not what he's Asering. He's Asering husband and wife going on a private type of an outing, on a private type of trip.
But certainly with the kids.
Okay? With the kids, I don't think there's a Shiloh, no. No, unless it's a tiny baby, but no. It's not a Shiloh. If anything, the kids make it the other way, right?
What's the
Isser? Now, this Isser, according to the Chumradika interpretation, is... there has nothing to do with the Isser of the boat. It's in the list that people should not go. It doesn't mean you can't go for a walk around the block, but a person should not go on an outing, which is a romantic, personal type of an outing, during the time she's in need. Okay, that's what this is. And again, Ramesha Paskas like the Aruch HaShulchan, that this is really not what it means to Aser, but he still says Lamaisa that a person should be Machmer. For Sfardim, the Ben Ishchai writes that he's not sure if the Minig Baghdad, which is to Aser, the first half of this Sif, applies to the second half as well. He says they just didn't have Galois, people didn't travel so much in wagons, that he should know what the custom is. It's very hard to say what a custom is. So it's hard to know. Okay, so we have here in this Sif actually three halachas now. The halach of the same bed, halach of Sapsal HaMisnadedas, not going in the same rowboat is probably the most practical application. And this last issur of going on a personal type of an outing. Sivav. La yishan ima b'mita. Afilu kolechot b'bigdai ve'ein neigin zebeze. Even if it's a big bed, where they don't touch each other, they don't feel misnadedes, they don't feel shaking of the bed. So afal pikein, that's also to be in the same bed. If it's, how could you not feel you have a very wide mattress? I don't know. All right, in theory. Well, all right, it depends what the facts are, in theory, if you had such a thing. Shach Yud Aleph, it's not so negeh la halacha, but I don't know, I didn't know how to translate Shach Yud Aleph on top. Miu b'mita shal eitze shal binyin mutter sham im ishtai hu b'mitasa vi ishtai b'mitasa. What does he mean? What does that mean? If it's a bed made out of wood or built-in bed into the house, that's mutter. If his wife is in one bed and he's in another bed, if you go in different beds, it's always mutter.
It's like twin beds with a framework.
So that's what it might mean, that you have one frame and then you have two mattresses on the one frame. So that's what he's saying, that's mutter. As long as the mattresses are separate. Okay. What, the same headboard? Well, you can't lean on the headboard, but yeah. Okay. The lean. You can both lean on it. Unless it's a solid headboard, usually you can feel the movement. What? So even if underneath, I guess that's what it would mean, that underneath it's one piece of wood, but the two mattresses are separate, so then that would be, that's what he's coming to tell you. That's not an issue. What? Mutter sham im ishtai. Yeah, the im is an ayin. Okay, im ishtai with his wife. Who mitasa if ishtai mitasa? Okay, put the comma in place. All right. Pischei tshuva yud. Afilu kolechot bebigdai tzarich iyun imutel lishmaya kol zemer shala. Yes, you're tzarich iyun if you're allowed to listen to a wife's singing during the time she's a nida. Me'achad begemara Shabbos daf yud gimel amar. Makish isha nida leishas reyayu. Says a hekish by harchokis of isha nida leishas reyayu. And you know you're not allowed to listen to another woman singing. Rak the yichud shari, except that yichud is mutter by your wife, not by someone else. Mishum da teire hi ida. Suga ba shoshanim. So Teres says, eidus, that men are careful with their wives. Suga means they have a geder around the shoshan, around the flowers, which means the wife. Kedisa b'sanhedrin daf lamed zayin. Vayim b'taisis sham, dav ramas, dib ramaskal ha teire hi ida. Kenira da aser. Da ba'eshis reyeu aser. So now listen to your wife, another woman wife singing, another man's wife singing. K'moshu kasev b'brachas daf chav dalet kail b'isha erva. Because of a rasham pirish l'shmaya. If you're allowed to listen to your wife singing, this is even the Shabbos Miris, if she's allowed to sing with you, Shabbos Miris during the time she's in Nida. Rav Moshe and Digris Moshe says Lamaisa to be Machmer, that a person should be Machmer, that his wife should not sing during the time she's in Nida in his presence. Okay, I don't think this means. What?
He doesn't bring it out in the head to bring it to him.
Why he blies at Tzarachim? Because it's not mentioned in the Paiskim Beferish that there's an Issa Zemira. Okay.
How about
so,
children? There's a number of voices.
I'm not sure.
Have pleasant voice.
She doesn't have a pleasant voice. That's an interesting question. I don't know. Is there a head to buy Eshes Re'ehu? She doesn't have a pleasant voice. I don't know, I don't think so. I mean, it's a very difficult halacha to apply.
Tell her that you're being meikel because her voice isn't pleasant.
He wants to know if you're going to tell her the reason you're being meikel. Okay, but all right. I don't think when a woman sings a nursery rhyme to a kid, putting the kid to sleep. I don't think that's zemer. I don't think that's included in this. I mean, it's a song, the zemer, the normal song. Okay, so Ramesh says to be makma, I should mention, as I mentioned every time we learned this, that when a woman is tar, when she's not a nida, her singing is mutter. But if your wife sings miris with you, you have to be careful not to say out Hashem. Hashem's name in his miris. That's because the halacha is that you're not allowed to say the Shem, or even a pasuk, in front of an erva. Even an erva hamutter. If your own wife, if she's tar, and a tefach of her is uncovered, a tefach above the elbow is uncovered, so you're not allowed to say, you're allowed to look at her, it's your wife, but you're not allowed to say a pasuk or a shem facing her, facing an erva. And that applies to kol b'isha erva as well, the Mishnah Berurah says. That the isser of not saying a shem k'neged erva applies also to a shem, it applies also to kol b'isha erva. So if you sing miris with your wife, you have to not say the Shem. You say Hashem instead of the Shem. Is it a lack of tznius in front of a husband? I don't know any such anything else like that that's mentioned in the Pesach.
But if she's dressed properly, her hair is covered, if she's dressed properly, then there's no problem. Even when she's a nida.
What, if she's...
If she's a nida and she's dressed properly...
If she's dressed properly, you could say the Shem, of course.
Some of mirrors are psukim. Aren't some of mirrors psukim? So.
It's interesting. Shabbos mirrors are not psukim. Think about it.
No, but some of them are Mishmael David.
Oh, some of them you sing up psukim. You couldn't sing with her.
Ishchael,
that's correct. That's correct. That's a problem. Ishchael is a pasuk. It's a problem by itself. If they're the heter of a mixed voice mixed in, I know that, I think Rav Avadi Yosef has a long tshuva about it. I don't know of an earlier source. So I don't know. I don't like to say about things that I don't know. I don't know. The Sri Deish. I don't know. I mean, there's a heter which they use. You know where they use it in a place of great need. I know in the Beis Ezra where they deal with retarded children. So they rely on these heterim. It's very important for them. But they're home to rely on such a heter. I don't know.
So if your wife sings Benchi with the kid, do you have to wait until she finishes with reading to the worship and then go to bed yourself?
It's difficult for me to size up what's singing and what's not. Benching is singing, maybe. You know, it depends how much singing you put into it and how much of it is chanting. But yeah, that would be a problem.
Is a woman not allowed to say the shame in front of an erva?
A woman's allowed to. It says in the Mishnah, a woman who separates challah could be undressed as long as she's sitting, as long as the makam erva itself is uncovered. It's a Mishnah in Zeraim. That a woman on her own is permitted. I would assume it's Asr, I don't recall specifically.
Is your brother allowed to hear his sister singing?
Excuse me?
A brother allowed to hear his sister singing.
A brother's allowed to hear the sister singing, but I assume the same restrictions would apply.
So they can't sing the benching in Pesach with him?
Oh, the women, for the other women's coil, should be a problem. So we have to check out what the halacha is of a woman to a woman, I don't know.
They can do concerts.
They have women's concerts, okay. Yeah, I can't answer that, I don't know. You gotta look everything up in the books, alright? La halacha, it's only by singing. It's interesting. There is a daya that it's the Eliyahu Rabbah that holds that it's even by speaking. It's a very strange thing because how do you find that Eli spoke to Chana? If you hold like the Eliyahu Rabbah, speaking is usher, so. It's a very strange sheet. The headed what? No, those who say that it's usher say Koel Harogel Shari. The voice you know than speaking is mutter, but I don't know, it's a very strange sheet. What? There's no way to call Isha Barav. That's nothing to do with Kalbi Isha Barav, yeah. It's a machlaik, the Ramah brings the Hashemim Shanashim Peturais. What? To do what? Kalbi Isha Barav Bishas Nida, yeah. Singing, talking, I talk to her. Don't go home and tell her I said you can't talk to her. Yeah. What? Daughters, I would assume it's the same thing.
Can they sing with the father or not? Not at all.
They could sing, but just the you should say Hashem instead of the shame. And I'm not sure if benching is singing, like I said. There's a slow line between chanting something and singing something, right? Jack and Jill went up the hill is not singing, right? It's a chant. There's certain things that are chants and some things that are songs. It's very hard to give an exact guideline. But I think zemer, the appeal of a zemer is only when it's a song. With this, with this. So it depends how you sing it, you know. You just chant the benching the way people do. I don't know if it's... Okay. Siv Zion. I'm sorry. Ramah and Sivav. Oh, it's important, Ramah. Afilu yesh l'chol echad matzah b'fnei atzma. If you have two mattresses next to each other that are touching each other, it's also aser. Afilu m'shechmen b'beis mitais v'amitais negezu b'zu aser. Even if you have separate beds and the beds are touching, that's a problem. Okay, so touching beds, this is why the single headboard bed is a problem. People with a single headboard bed have to separate the mattresses during the time a woman's anida. Okay, it doesn't...
Is that only if the bed moves?
No, this is even if the beds don't move. There's no feeling of movement. If it's shel eitz or shel binyan, then it's mutter. That's not if the mattresses are touching each other. I don't know. That means the mattresses are not touching, but it's one bed because underneath it's one. So you might think it's aser. So he comes tell you it's mutter. The Feivel has in the Badei Ashulchan a shayla about a bunk bed. It's good. Let's say it doesn't move, right? So there's a shayla. The husband and wife could sleep on two levels of a bunk bed. They're not touching because there's a separate shayla if you could sleep on a single bed. Okay, bunk bed I think is mutter, but the point I'm making is that two separate isurim. One isur is if the two mattresses are touching, and even they're not touching. If it's one bed, there's an isur. So Shach is saying that if it's one underneath,
if the mattresses wouldn't touch, then and if it doesn't move, then the headboard could be attached.
Then the frame of the headboard could be attached.
It's one of the mattresses that this Ramos concerned about. Everything about the bed could be like one piece of furniture, just as long as the mattresses don't touch.
That's the way it seems. That's the kavanah of Shachir Aleph.
Is there any shear?
Okay, the Aruch Shulchan spells out Shachir Aleph a little more, which is really mashma that way.
Is there any shear over here? I mean, how close?
All right, is there any shear? This people always ask. It's especially a problem when people go back to visit their parents or in-laws after marriage, right after you're married. Right now, my parents are not interested so much. I was coming for Shabbos, but it gets dizzy. But and you have a high riser, which is very tight. So here it doesn't say a source. A lot of the late Achrayim bring from the Shlah a shear that the cover, a person during the sleeping, sometimes the cover flips off that it wouldn't flip onto the next bed. That's a shear. I don't know. I tell people a chetchila 18 inches if you want to be out to that. That doesn't mean that if you're stuck and you're visiting that it's a problem. If the bed's only touching, it's the only way to do it. So, you know, one of you sleeps on the floor. It's not the wife, right? So, you just can't sleep on two beds that are touching. If they're not...
But if not 18 inches, but they are separated from my side.
You can be mekel. I mean, if there's a need, you can be mekel. This is a chumro, which is not on the page. In the page it says that noigei zu b'zu is also. If they're not touching, if you can tell there's a space between them, then it's not a problem.
The mattress touching the bed. The wife is sitting on the bed and he's sitting on the bed.
Yeah, I was specific about that. If that's an 8 and a high rise, you have to leave the bottom bed down and the top bed up. If it's tight, if that's a heter. I'm not sure. It's brought down in the Pesachei Teshuvah, a heter, if you have a wall, two beds are touching, you prop up some bumpers or something in between you, so you have a wall between you. When you're down, the one on the bottom has a wall, and the one on top doesn't. I don't know. Okay, usually you can separate the beds at least a little bit, which is certainly B'makom Tzairich is enough.
Why should a bunk bed be
mutter? What? If it shakes, no, I'm telling you if it doesn't shake. Siv Zayin, lo yistakel afilu b'ikva v'loy b'makaymes ha-machusim sheba. It's also l'istakel. Istakel means to look at it. At the makmakim ha-machusim sheba. Aval mutl, zotter amal, l'istakel ba b'makaymes ha-gluyim afal pi shenehena b'riyasa. But it's mutl to be mistakel at her face or to put uncovered parts of the body. Afil afal pi shenehena b'riyasa, there's no iser. It's interesting, the Mechaber says, afilu bi'ikva, even a heel. Now I look at the heel of a wife. The heel was always a covered part of the body. In 20th century America, the heel is an uncovered part of the body. It's not. There's no issert for the heel to be uncovered. Okay, what?
Just the heel.
Oh, just the heel, okay. What it means is, the parts of the body which are normally uncovered, there's no issert. Parts of the body which are normally covered, a man is not allowed to be mistakel Be'ishtai in that area. Okay, the big shiloh that people ask is about the hair. What about the hair of a woman, which is normally covered? Is there an issa for her when the husband's a nida, when she's a nida, if there's an issa for the husband, l'stakel, to look at the hair of his wife? So Rav Moshe has a tshuva about this. Rav Moshe says, pashtos, that you have to be machmir, that the hair should be covered even when she's a nida. However, it's interesting, it's apparent Rav Moshe's writing that when there's a shalom bayis problem, it seems the shayil was told him there's a shalom bayis problem. Rav Moshe writes the name of the shayil in the tshuva, which is a bit strange, right? He says, if you have a shalom bayis problem, your wife gets all upset about it, so she could be mekel if she walks around in the house with her hair uncovered during the time she's not a nida, when you're home, when the husband's home. So then it falls into a geder of mekaymes hagluyim. And then Rav Moshe says that even when she's a nida, she would also be allowed to go uncovered. For mokim, shalom bayis problems.
Preachers is okay? It's only ward.
What?
Preachers is its only ward.
It had, well, I wouldn't call preachers. Rav Moshe says the isser of a woman has to keep her hair uncovered, and Ebenezer says, Loiselech isha purei raish bishuk. That's loshon of Shulchan Aruch. That bishuk, a woman can't go uncovered. So technically speaking, to go around in the house with the hair uncovered is mutari, although it says it's a maila to keep it covered. But so therefore, Moshe says such a woman, so she keeps it uncovered during the time she's in nida, is mutari.
Don't some people say that as a result of this halacha of bishuk, that even if somebody else comes in the house, she's different, not required to cover her hair?
No. No, there's no people say it, but there's no paisik. No, I don't think it's really. It's a misleading thing. It means in front of other people. The Chafetz Chaim has a sefer. I remember the name in a minute. A pamphlet. It's in back of the Kol Kisvei, the Geder Olam, and in Geder Olam he has a chapter which, when I learned with Chassanim, I used to show them. He writes very strongly that a woman should cover her hair in the house. And very, very strong Lashonis, you think it's not the Chafetz Chaim. He writes that it's kedai to make a fight over it, which is not what I'm telling you. But that's how strongly he feels about it. He says if your wife would be taking all your money and throwing it away, wouldn't you tell her in a strict language that she should stop? So he says a woman who goes uncovered is throwing away her husband's chusin. Why? So I just mentioned to you a minute ago that you're not allowed to say a bracha in front of an erva. Even if it's erva, that's mutter. So the Chafetz Chaim writes that if a woman goes with her hair uncovered, now I'm not talking when the husband's not home, and when the husband's home, so the husband, it's layim alayt, he says an ashiyatzar, he says a barnafashis, he says a shahakal, he takes a drink of water, opposite his wife, whose hair is uncovered, so that he thinks it's a mitzvah, and the violet's an avera, because he's not allowed to say the Shem Hashem in front of an erva. So for that reason, the Chafetz Chaim writes very strongly in Geder Olam, that a man should try to get his wife to keep her hair covered. Okay, so what do you do if let's say your wife is already used to having her hair uncovered in the house, and like I say, I don't say shalom bayis problems you should make over it. So then the halach is a machlokes to Rosh and the Rajba. Anytime you have an erva, you go on the train, you can't help it there. You want to make a bracha on a sucking candy, and there's someone who's not dressed in front of you. That's a tefach b'isha erva. So there's a machlokes to Rosh and the Rajba. The Rush holds it's enough to close your eyes or to look down. The Rajba holds Yisalkenol Litzdadim, that you have to actually turn your body to the side. We paskin lechatchila like the Rajba and b'tiyevet like the Rush. In other words, we try Lesalkenol Litzdadim to turn the body, but b'shasadchak, you're on the train, you want to learn, and you can't. There's no way to turn, right? Every way you turn, you have the same problem. So it's better you should learn and rely on the Rush, as long as you're not looking at the Erva, and that's enough. And then you can make a bracha.
But from what age do you want to
say the part? From how old does a girl have to be that the hadith halachas apply? There are chalukei deis. The lamaisa is the shita of the chazainish and Rav Moshe, when a girl starts, her body starts to form in a feminine way. Okay, when her body starts to develop. When a girl is 5 years old, she's not much different in her figure than a man, than a boy, then it doesn't apply. It's whatever age, you know, I don't have daughters, I don't know, but probably around 9 years old, where their body starts to develop.
Is there an age where it stops? Once
No, it's an interesting thing. No matter how old a woman gets, the halachas apply. Okay, the Chazal have a very funny language about a woman, it's Gemara in Ksubis, I don't remember the language, a woman, it's Gemara in Beya, actually. It says a woman, even if she has one foot in the grave, she still likes to put on makeup. language, right? So, so there's such a thing.
Isn't there okay. Here is more cool than just everyone wide open.
As far as what?
Probably closing the eyes.
That's the Archa Shulchan that's misquoted. The Archa Shulchan says in communities where women go with their hair uncovered all the time, so he's Malamed Schus, that there is no din of, that this is more cool.
So someone's wife always goes with her hair
in the morning, but it's only the matching scarf.
When Hatzolah takes them to the hospital at 3 o'clock in the morning, they need their matching scarf. Okay. All right, let's go on. Sivches, Ches and Tes. Okay, Ches is Roy Losha Tesiachid La Begadim Limei Nidusa. It's appropriate for a woman to have special begadim on the day she's a nida, to remind her husband she's a nida. Now, first of all, forget it. The women don't go for this one. But the truth is that the Teres HaShlomo and Banim is matmiya. This has no makar in Shas. The makar is we find women had different begadim when they were a nida. But the reason for that had nothing to do with Hilchas Nida. It had to do with the fact that women stained their clothing. And they weren't as advanced as they are today in changing and in getting the stains out. They didn't have new improved wool. And for that reason, they wore the junkier clothes when they were in Nida and the better clothes when they weren't.
But
what did I know of?
Okay.
And she put makeup, if tests. The kushi hitiru lalis kashet bimei nidusa. Chazal was stuck. They had to be makel. Like the Skana al Baila. It says the Zakanim wanted an Aser. What? They weren't really stuck. The Zakanim wanted an Aser. It's not that the women said, no, we're going to do it anyway. That's not what it says. It says the Zakanim wanted an Aser, women putting on makeup. Bimei Nidusa. Rabbi Kiva said that she liked the Skana al Baila. Hilchas Nida is a Harchaka, but it's not the feelings of husband to wife we still want to, should remain. And for that reason. Now, why it's brought down in Halacha is probably to tell us that she shouldn't overdo it. That's probably the reason. It's funny, in the United States, women put on makeup not for the husband anymore. Right? When they're home, they don't put on the makeup. When they go out, so then they put on the makeup. But so for other people, she's allowed to put on the makeup. If she's allowed all the time, she can do what she's in. Okay, Sifyud, we get to the last of the major halachas of Hilchas Nida. Kam halacha she'isha aysa labayla nida aysa lai. Any work she does in the house, she can mop, she can sweep. All right, that's not chiba. Chutz mamizigas kais shasur limzeg kais befanav or lahanicha befanav. A woman is not allowed to pour a cup for her husband and put it in front of him ala shulchan. Elam kein tasa shum hecker. She has to make some hecker when she does that. Kigoyin shetenichenu ala shulchan biyat smile. She puts it on the table. The Gemara says Shmuel have a mechalfi la debisu biyada the smaller. His wife would put it down with her left hand. Now, would you notice if your wife put a plate of food in front of you with the left hand? Most people, I don't think, would notice. It's a strange hacker. So, Aruch HaShulchan writes, and what this means is she brings it to the table in the right hand, and right before she puts it down, she switches it to the left hand and puts it down. That's Lashon of the Gemara. Shmuel have a machalfa la debisu be other the smiley. She would be machlef. She would switch it over to the left hand in front of him. It has to be a hacker. She puts it down on the pillow or on the couch. They used to sit on pillows and couches. She puts a hecker the way she puts it down. This is the best hecker. A woman should just put it down, not in front of the husband, but to the side, and then the husband pulls it over. And that's the proper hecker. There's a major shiloh. There are two major shilohs in this sif. And it comes from the Gemara. It's a ksubis and daf samach aleph. How do you read this? The iser is, mizigas hakais. We said, listen, Asur limzai kais, issa number one. She can't pour. Ula hadichai lefanav and serve. Shaila number one. Is the iser two isurim? She's not allowed to pour one iser. That iser even with a shinoi. She can't pour you a drink. Second iser, she can't serve it to you, even if it was somebody else poured it. She can't bring the drink and put it in front of you. For issa number two, a hecker helps. That's one way to learn. Follow? That the first way to learn is the hecker only helps for the second isser of putting it down, but not for the isser of pouring. The second way to learn is no, it's all one isser. She can't pour and serve. But if she does it with a shinoi, then she can even pour it and put it down in front of you as long as she does it with a shinoi. Okay, that's the first shaila in this sif. Machlokes Rishayim. Second shaila, is this isser limited to drinks? The Mechaber says it only by drinks. Gemara says it by drinks. Or Maisa Shahaya Kachaya. But maybe the Isser is even by food. Second machlokes Rishayim. Is she allowed to serve food to you? She takes around the potatoes and she's serving it into the plate in front of you. So these are two shailas in the Rishayim. Both are machlokes Rishayim and Menachrayim. Again, this in the shaila number one is the Isser only drinks or even food. Number two is the Isser Zashinoi help for pouring also or just for serving. So the way I think we paskin is we're machmir on both shailas, but not on both together. Okay, which means when machmir, a woman doesn't serve, or she brings a plate of food to the husband, she puts it down a little on the side with a shinoi. So we're machmir on that. But, and we're machmir on drinks, that even with a shinoi, a woman doesn't pour a drink in front of her husband and put it down for him. But, when you're dealing with food, to put food in a plate and serve to her husband, befanav, with a shinoi, that's mutter. Because to say that you can't dish it into a plate and put it down with a shinoi, to say that's usur, that's only true if you take both chumris. It's not only a drink, it's food. And that a shinoi doesn't help for the serving part, the pouring part, which by food is putting it into the plate. So both chumris, that you certainly don't have to take. But each chumra separately you should take, which means, again, pouring a drink, a person should be machmir, even with a shinoi, not to rely, a woman shouldn't pour a drink befanav. She could pour the drink in the other room. And as far as serving, so that you, that were machmer on serving food, but you do it with a shinoi. Two kulis from Rav Maisha, a coffee, right? The all-important coffee. Rav Maisha says that the coffee is not ready to drink, there's no isser. In other words, let's say you're going to add milk to the coffee. So your wife can pour a black coffee for you, it's not ready to drink. Rav Maisha says that's mutter. And the second kula is something for medicinal purposes, that also Rav Maisha says there's no isser. The Badei Shulchan brings the Tzemach Tzedek who holds that even water there's no isser, which is a big chiddush to say water there's no isser, but at least water, if it's, let's say, water for an aspirin, you want to bring your wife, or she wants to bring you water to take a medicine with, so certainly a person could be mekel.
That could be more than
okay, yeah. A man, no. So, all right, we're not going to finish the simon inside. Let me just tell you the two more halachas. One is that this isser of pouring is wife to husband, husband to wife, both directions. The other, which is the next sif, Sif Yud Aleph, is making beds. It looks like there's a lot more. Really, Sif Yud Aleph through Yud Zayin has to do with doctors. Chakis without a mutter for purposes of healing somebody. But Sif Yud Aleph, making beds. I just have to tell you, the Isser, we know, you know, a woman doesn't make her husband's bed during the time she's in Nida. I think the world, the Welt has it incorrect. What does it mean to make a bed? In English, making a bed means, right, spreading it out, make it nice and neat. Making a bed, by definition of the Paiskim, is preparing it for sleep. Okay? Making a bed is not what we call making a bed, making the house nice. It says that in Shabbos, you're not allowed to be Matziah Hamitas, you're not allowed to make the beds. There's Machlekes Rishayim White. The Ravid says, it's Hachana L'chol. When you make a bed, you're preparing it for going to sleep that night. Right, nowadays, people are machmir to go to sleep Shabbos afternoon, so there's no shayla making the bed in the morning. But that's not really what making the bed means, putting the sheets on the bed, putting the pillows in the pillowcase. That, a woman is not allowed to do in front of her husband. But what we call making the beds, right, they taught in Kalaklis that it's usur, so you know you don't do it. But I'm just telling you, technically, that's not what it means, making a bed. And the last isur, Sif Yud Beis, is preparing a bath. A woman is not allowed to prepare a bath for her husband. Prepare water for bathing. I think, and I know Rav Palm holds this way, that, and I saw it in Rav Yecheskel Roth Sefer, Taras Yisrael, that my machrayim is not included in the Isser. Although a woman's not allowed to prepare washing for her husband, but well, bringing my machrayim or negelvasa, water which is not for bathing purposes, which is my for washing of a mitzvah, so they hold that the Isser doesn't apply. Okay, so these are pretty much, we've covered all the harchakis.